I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta
90s baby, stand up.
You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my crap serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
Welcome to episode 76 of But I Know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture through the unaffiliated opinions of host Snacks.
Give me Snacks, baby.
DJ's Fingers and Cammy V.
DJ Cammy V.
Powered by Dope Entertainment. We have a fantastic show scheduled for you guys. Shout out everybody listening and tuning in. We're going to just open up straight into it with something we haven't done in a while. Some juegos, some games, just to get the blood flowing. Cammy V, please take it away.
All right, guys, we got a brand new game for you today. We're going to be blind ranking. And what I mean by that is I'm going to give a premise, and we're going to have five examples of that's going to fit that premise. And I'm going to list them one at a time and have the boys debate where they would rank the premise, artist, whatever
it
is.
So we have to agree.
You guys have to agree on where to place that, but you don't know who's coming up next on the list. So, for example,
once they're placed, you can't change it.
Exactly. So, for example, if I said best artist of all time, and I said Drake as the first one, and you're like, oh, for the first person, you guys, oh, Drake number one. And then after
it's
said
Nas.
Michael Jackson.
It's Nas.
And then you're like, oh, damn, I can't. Well, I guess Michael Jackson's two. And then Kanye would be three. And then you're like, oh, shit, I fucked this up.
Where is Nas?
I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
Where would Nas be?
All right. So, yeah, so what is the premise here?
So, we are blind ranking artists you would most want on a hook.
Ooh.
Oh, Chen, no. And this is through any genre, any time period?
I kept it in the hip-hop realm of hook artists, okay?
And dead or alive, or just?
Everyone, dead or alive.
Yo, bro.
Let's go.
Wait, can we discuss though? We can discuss, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is meant
There's
for discussion.
No reasoning with this fucking guy. How are you going to make me? Well, let's go, whatever, let's go.
You guys are on your own. I'll let you boys sort it out. Okay, so the first person, the first artist where you guys have to rank 1 through 5 is T-Pain.
Yo, he's high. He's high.
He's pretty up there.
He's high. But okay, so who would be above T-Pain that he might say?
Drake.
Nate Dogg.
I wouldn't put Nate Dogg over
T-Pain.
Because I feel like Nate Dogg is like, no. He can do anything. But I feel like T-Pain is more, it depends on what type of style of music you're going
T-Pain,
for.
I think you can do anything.
Yeah.
T-Pain's high. Who would, we got to think about it. Because there's someone who.
I would put him 3.
3?
T-Pain would go 3.
You couldn't even name somebody to go over him.
I'd said Drake.
You. I don't know if I would pick Drake for a hook over T-Pain.
Drake on a hook?
I don't
Your
know.
Song is going triple platinum the first day.
How many platinum records does T-Pain have?
Not more than Drake. The fuck?
Fuck, hold on. I don't even think he's going to say Drake, though. Okay.
Safe is 3.
T-Pain is middle of the road?
Safe is 3 for me. It's a big... Yo, all right, so I would say it would either be T-Pain. How about Chris Brown?
I would still choose T-Pain. Oh, Chris, no, actually, that's close. That's closer Chris than Drake. Easy. That's closer than Drake. Chris Brown, actually, yeah, I'd put above him.
Usher?
No. I think Usher does better, like, songs? Than... Are there any rappers that are, like, just really good on hooks? Maybe, like, an Akon, too? Sorry, he's not a rapper, but...
Kid Cudi?
Oh, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Kid Cudi? Ice Spice? Chano.
Okay, T-Pain at 3. Okay, T-Pain at 3.
T-Pain at 3.
T-Pain at 3. Lock it in.
T-Pain at 3.
How you guys feeling about that? Feeling confident?
I'm a big T-Pain fan, man. I'm a really, really big T-Pain fan.
I'm aware.
I've seen T-Pain, I think, almost 5 times live.
Yeah, I want to see where you're going with it.
I've seen T-Pain once, and he was incredible.
Incredible.
Okay, next artist, Rihanna.
Oh, forgot about her.
We didn't even mention a woman.
We didn't. We're so sexist.
That's fucked up, man.
5. Four.
Let it marinate. Think about
I'd
it.
Say 4.
Friends with the monster that's under my bed.
She's one tone. She's not really.
Run This Town.
All the Lights.
La, la, eh.
All the lights.
All the lights. Turn the night in me, yeah.
Yo, Run This Town is fire, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is hard.
I think I had it.
Yeah, yeah, this is hard.
I say four.
I say four. Rihanna at four.
Four. Yeah.
Rihanna at four. Lock it in. So right now you have T-Pain at three, Rihanna at four. What are you going to do when Nate Dogg comes for you?
I said this, yeah. Two. I'm comfortable at two.
Yeah.
Or, well, actually, no.
Listen to him with the five. Listen to him with the five.
Oh, he's the five?
He's the five.
Dude, he's so iconic. And he did this shit before all these people did it.
Hit him with the five, though. I'm going to hit him with the five.
That's crazy.
I feel like he...
Yeah, he's not better than T-Pain. I'm hit him with the five. He's not better than Rihanna.
I feel like he's not more versatile than T-Pain.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm hit him with the five.
But he's fire, though.
But he's fire. Great vocals. Legendary.
Smoke weed every day.
Just because he died doesn't mean...
Yeah, you know what?
Nate Dogg at five.
Nate Dogg at five.
He's gonna fucking say
he's gonna say some dumb shit. Yeah, he's gonna say some dumb shit.
Lock it in. Yo,
watch. He's gonna say like gutta or something.
Next artist we have is Ty Dolla $ign.
I love Ty Dolla $ign.
Fuck, I wouldn't put him
number two. Ty Dolla $ign.
Number two. Damn.
But then that leaves number one. See, this is why middle of the road wasn't it.
See?
Because then we only went down.
All right, so, but see, it depends.
Tidal's
he could be trolling us, and
he's gonna say someone stupid at the end.
Yeah, man. Fuck.
And then we're gonna look dumb as hell. See, this is why we listen to me, bro.
So, but that means it's not up to us; it's up to him.
Because if we listened to me, it would have been like T-Pain 2, probably Rihanna 1, Nate Dogg 3, T-Pain.
If I listen to you, shut up.
So, just to recap here, we have Ty Dolla $ign at 2, T-Pain at 3, Rihanna at 4, Nate Dogg at 5. The last artist who is locked in at number one is Akon. So you have Akon at the top.
Dumb as hell.
I don't know.
What it should be with this list, it should be T-Pain 1, Rihanna 2, Ty Dolla $ign 3, Nate Dogg 4.
How
Akon
can you
5.
Not say Drake?
It's too easy, bro.
See, that's why we can't talk about it.
But these are all hook masters, though.
Yeah, they are.
He kept it like hook masters.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. You got that.
All right. Okay. So that's round. Okay. So we have one more round of this, right?
One more round
so
of
now
this.
We have a better understanding. Right. We listen to fucking me. How about that?
The next one we have here, we're going to go blind ranking of the best sports video game soundtracks. And don't worry, I did some of the heavy lifting for you. So I looked up some of the big records on each of these that I'm about to say.
I know. Oh, shit. Oh, you picked them. Oh, I was going to say I know what my number one is, but all right.
All right, let me get this up here. All right, the first one, MLB The Show 2007. This track list features some shoe-ins for the time, such as Jet and even scenes from your favorites like Fall Out Boy and My Chemical Romance, A Static Lullaby, Halifax. Where are you guys putting that?
Four.
Yeah.
You don't even know what this is talking about. Four.
Four is locked in and will be the show at number four.
I'm hoping you have two that like need to be there, but I'm gonna trust you.
I tried. The next one we have is FIFA 14 soundtrack. With this one, we're featuring Fire. Dreaming by Swimming Pools, Magic, Alive, Electric Feel.
Fire.
That's two.
I think it's three. Okay. Just because, again, there's two that need to be on here. Okay. I'm going to put it at three.
Very well done. At three. Okay. So at three, we have FIFA 14. At four, we have MLB The Show. The next one is NBA 2K11.
Which one is this one?
And this one, I took a screenshot because this one is...
Is this the MJ one?
Yeah, it is.
Yo, this soundtrack is insane.
Shutterbug, Champions, Over by Drake. Dude, yeah, this one's pretty certified if you ask me.
I say number one.
Just do it?
Yeah, I say number one. This is one of the ones I was like telling you that
has
like,
to
this
be on
has
there,
to
right?
be on it.
Yeah. All right, so at one, you have NBA 2K11. The next one, Madden 04 with Mike Vick on the cover.
Yeah, fuck yeah. This one's fire.
Unstable Chapter 4, Feeling This, Pump It Up, Joe Budden. Dude, yeah. I mean.
I remember that one. Number two.
But he might pull another, like, fire one out. I might have to put it at 5.
Okay.
You're just going to go with what I say?
Whatever you say.
All right.
At number 5. And the last one we have is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater soundtrack.
Yes, I knew it.
Bro,
fire.
I mean, this is undeniable.
Yes.
Because here I am doing everything I can.
No, you
know. And whatever I do, what
you know
what
you know what I wish you had in it was NBA Street.
That was definitely
because that has like Troy. Yeah.
I was gonna put that on there, but I try to pick one from like different sports.
I noticed that you were doing that.
That would definitely be on there.
And EA Sports is like MLB 2005 with Manny Ramirez in front of it.
Yeah, that's
that has
a big
like
one.
Tessie on it. That one's fucking.
What the fuck
fire.
Do you know about the Tony Hawk? You can't sing a song off that right now.
What? Just
sing a song off Tony Hawk.
I don't know. I just know it's fire.
Shit.
But I just know that soundtrack is like legendary.
Trying to keep.
Thanks for coming.
What do we got for the list there? What'd you guys end up with?
So it ended up with 2K11. Tony Hawk at number 1. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1, right?
Yep.
Pro Skater 1 at number 2.
That was the first black skateboarder ever.
FIFA 2014 at number 3. Number 4, MLB The Show 2007. Number 5, Madden 2004. I think we fucking nailed it.
I thought you guys nailed that one.
You know what happens when we listen to me? Crazy!
Give me snacks, baby!
Oh, Cammy, so much. Thank you so much.
Of course, boys.
So now we said top 5 porn stars?
Yeah. Is that what we're doing next?
Is that what we're doing next? Let me check the notes. Notes, not what the fuck we're doing.
I'll just check your fucking history.
What we are going to do is a draft, though.
Okay.
So.
Fucking damn it.
Cue the fucking music. Welcome to the But I Know the DJ draft, where each of us tried to build the best team of a given topic. This time we'll be using a snake draft format to build the strongest team of all-time bands of any genre. And I have taken the liberty of doing this wheel of names with three of our names to find out who goes first and who goes third. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, I'm not fucking bullshitting you. Oh, shit.
I got you.
Oh, look at you, fancy schmancy piece of shit.
That's cool. I like that.
Look at you.
Here we go. The wheel. Click. Spin.
Just put me in a terrible spot so I don't really care.
Cammy V sucks at this game.
I'm so bad at the draft.
Pick number 1 is Fingers.
Yes!
Oh, you can hear it, too. Oh, look at that.
That's kind of cool.
I thought that was my stomach.
That's insane. That's disgusting. And so what? We do the wheel for pick number 2 or number 3?
I guess, yeah. I'll
do it for 2. So, yeah, we're going to remove him. So now he's between me and you.
50-50. Leave it by chance. Hits. Harvey Dent. Can we trust him?
Pick number 2 is Cammy V.
Like
awesome. Worst possible fucking spot.
So I do a New York drill artist. I'm shooting ops.
Alrighty. So this is going to be all-time bands list. It's going to be of any genre, of any era.
Fuck.
And this is going to be, there's a lot to choose from, guys. And a lot of ways we can go with this.
Yep.
So, Fingers, please take it away.
I'm going to go with the greatest band of all time. I'm talking about afros. I'm talking about bell bottoms.
Oh, yep.
I'm talking about curly hair at one point. I'm talking about the greatest artist of all time. Jackson motherfucking 5.
I actually
suck my dick.
I knew that was coming. Okay. All right.
Nuts included. Let's go. Get the fucking instrumental right there, son. Remix.
Pick number 1. I think, actually, I'm going to keep my comments to myself. The Jackson 5.
You think what? Nothing. Shut up. Nothing. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. Who are you going to say?
Nothing.
Who are you going to say? Backstreet Boys?
Cammy V, please.
I think not.
Jesus Christ. Dude, I mean, God damn it. I'm going to play it safe.
The door's left wide open.
Here comes the white band. Here comes...
Why are you gonna be? Why do you bring racism?
You always gotta throw the mayonnaise in there.
I feel like most of these bands are gonna be.
He always gotta throw the raisins in the potato salad all the time.
I'm gonna go. Wow, I'm gonna fucking jump out the window. I'm going to go with probably the most undeniable band with probably the most hits of all time. I'm going to have to go Safe. Give me the Beatles at number two.
Jackson, yeah, I mean, passed the Beatles a long
time. What can you? I mean, what else can you say? You know.
Yeah, man. I love mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is a great condiment.
It's my least favorite of the condiments.
Okay,
you're fucked. Well, who the fuck are you gonna pick,
dude? I'm not fucked.
Fall Out Boy.
I'm not fucked at all. I'm not fucked at all, actually.
Dance. Falling apart.
Yeah, dude, I knew that.
Give me.
I wanted that so bad.
Give me Queen.
Yeah. More white boys. These guys.
Are you going to do an all black team? Do an all black team. Let's see how far you go.
These guys.
Do an all black team.
Of bands? Are you fucking out of your mind?
And me being the third pick, I do get a double pick. So my first pick is Queen. My second pick.
Los Tigres del Norte.
Yo, I was going to make that joke. You read my mind. I was going to make that joke.
You see?
I was going to make that joke later. Oh, when someone was like struggling, I was like, yo, just pick up, take it. Los Tigres del Norte.
That's
oh,
funny.
My God. My second pick is going to be Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh.
Yeah, he took my shit. He took my shit.
That's a great pick.
Do you remember when it was night in September?
Oh, he hit that fucking note. I felt that shit
Yo,
in my nuts.
I got vocal. I got pipes.
I can feel it in my plums.
I can feel it Gooch. Down in my plums.
Straight into Gooch.
All right, Cammy V, pick number two. What do we got?
We're going to go with, dude, we gotta bring it to like the heavy rock era. Got to go with AC/DC, bro. Have to.
Gotta love it.
Fucking
you guys want to do a little Thunderstruck right now?
The white appropriation going on over here.
Put it on. Let's go. You guys ready?
White appropriation.
Fingers. Open your drink. Open your drink.
That's not what they did on the mic? Is this what y'all pick? Is this what y'all doing in the studio?
I just want to play Thunderstruck with my friends.
That's all Nick.
I won't be able to listen to this song the same way ever.
God. You know those cigarettes commercials? Don't smoke cigarettes.
I can't do it.
You know what? I'm just going to leave. Dude, you're out of control.
What? That's what they did at the studio. How are you going to look in the studio? Yo, press play.
Dude.
That's negative E note.
Dude, that's unbelievable.
I think I'm going to throw up.
You gotta throw up all that Jim's Market, find him a beef. You know what I'm saying? Get that Jim's Market, get the sausage. I'm gonna go with somebody who is
NWA.
Come on, man. I see you gotta go with that generic shit. All that shit. I do all that shit. I ain't gonna do all that shit. I'm gonna go from the roots. From the roots, I'm talking about prolific. I'm talking about once he died, it became a fucking martyr for just peace and love. And you know, get up, stand up. Bob Marley and the Wailers, baby. Let's fucking go.
Dude, that's a.
Y'all not fucking with me in this game. Get the fucking bomb. Fucking bomb.
Oh.
Chill.
Oh, Bob Marley and the Wailers. And you have another.
You have another
third pick.
Oh, wow. See, I wasn't even ready for that. But I'm going to go right off the fucking dome.
Yo, they're making a movie of Bob Marley.
Are they?
A biopic, yeah.
Finally. Have we ever seen a biopic of Bob Marley before?
No. The trailer already dropped and everything. It looks okay.
Yeah.
Looks okay.
All right. Shit, this is off the top of the dome. This is it's quick right here, man. But I'm going to hit y'all in the motherfucking head sideways. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about bands that changed the motherfucking game. I'm talking about Baby Dicks on Covers and shit. Let's go with Nirvana, baby.
Let's go.
That was great pick.
That was going to be one of my picks.
Yeah, definitely, same here. That's undeniable.
You know, I was...
Don't put Baby Dicks on Covers. That was the 90s. They used to do mad shit in the 90s. Yeah. This is like mayonnaise with sriracha in it. It's different. It's like when you put the mayonnaise with the ketchup, it's ketchup mayo right there.
Recipe,
so that's
Kurt Cobain. Dave Grohl's still out here fucking killing it. Yeah. Nirvana, Nevermind's the first album, the first physical album I ever bought with my own money.
Oh, whoa. That's what's up. Kudos to you.
That's a sick first album.
Shit.
KBB. KBB, let's go.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I'm just laughing because he's laughing. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know.
Fucking go die. Give me the Rolling Stones. Give me the Stones.
That was my next one.
Stones, huh?
I can't get no.
This is so predictable. Like, you guys picking these bands that, like, everybody would fucking pick. Like,
I'm
like,
trying to win.
Yeah, you are trying to win.
I haven't won one in, like,
I think you won the first draft we ever did, and then you've never walked.
After
never
that, I just came to
slippery slope.
Fucking bullshit.
So bad too.
I need to think of some like off the cuff shit. I feel like there's some like
you can't be thinking right now. It's off the top of the motherfucker dome. Put the timer on this motherfucker right here, cuz.
Shit.
Cuz I'm sorry if I'm swearing a lot.
Don't apologize.
Cuz I know like I might not like think that like I might not be a huge fan of these bands.
There's
like,
a couple that I agree.
But like they're like regarded as like the best bands ever. So like I'm trying to.
Oh, so you're going down a list right now on fucking Google, right? You fucking cheater.
Jesus well, like, either, like the Rolling Stones, the Beatles was like a surprise. Like these are all bands that like are regarded as some of the best bands of all time. I'm gonna go with a band that's still around, legendary.
Great, great pick.
Fuck. Let me see if I have.
You didn't even know what he picked.
I already know.
You watching the screen off his glasses? Or
shit? Just how he introduced it. I know what he picked.
Oh fuck! Why is this just on yellow? Can't play the song. Oh, wait. Yes again. Let the drums play. Give me Metallica.
Enter Sandman.
Is that who you think I was going to pick?
No.
Oh, who's still around though? I was going to pick. Ooh!
No. Fuck me.
For my fourth pick, let's keep it real culturally and sexy. Let me get the Isley Brothers,
wow.
Baby. Oh, I like my team.
That's big.
Oh, I like my team. Oh, this festival is crazy.
Yeah, Bob Marley comes on, everyone's crying. Fuck out of here, dude. Smoke in the air. You out of your fucking mind? You out of your fucking mind, Nirvana? Get out of here, bro. Hey, girl, ain't no mystery. We want to smoke weed.
All right, Cammy V with pick number four.
I'm going to go with who I thought you were going to pick. I'm going to go with Blink 182.
Oh, wow. Seen it so. I don't know. Turn the lights off.
Carry me on.
No. Small things. You care.
What's with all the spiders?
shout out Travis Barker.
There you go.
All right. See, guys, I'm going to take it to an era where blouses was the thing. A guy wore his cheeks out and it was okay. I'm talking about Prince and the Revolution. Put it on the motherfucking docket. Y'all motherfuckers ain't fucking with my clue. Yo, my fucking festival is off in chains, bro. Prince? Michael Jackson? Bob Marley? Bro, yo, play some fucking Prince, bro.
What are we doing here?
You got Prince in a cuff, bro? You ain't got no Prince in your Serato?
Stop screaming at me.
Jesus Christ, you had that fucking mayonnaise shit.
You ain't
shit
got no
right
Yeezy in
your
Serato?
Can I play Purple Rain?
Oh my God.
I almost accidentally played Prince Royce because you were rushing me.
Imagine.
Give me snags, baby.
Fucking rushing
me. I'm going to hit y'all in the head with my last one. I'm going to hit y'all dead in the forehead.
Is it Hootie and the Blowfish?
Oh, I'm gonna hit y'all dead in the fucking forehead.
Is it Grupo Frontera?
No.
You and me, here we come from different worlds.
Oh, is it?
You like to laugh at me when I look at other girls.
Is it Creed?
Hey, I owe you.
Is it Kings of Leon?
Oh, fuck. All oh, yeah, the kids with the pump. Is that them? No, 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 no,
no, no, no.
Sex
no.
on fire.
Oh, my sex is on fire.
Whoa, that was good.
That was really
That's
good.
When he busted a nut right there. That's how Snaggy busts nuts.
That is what I sound like. That is what I sound like. That's exactly how
I do. You want some orange juice? You want some orange juice?
All right, all right. What's your last pick? Come on. What's your last pick?
My next group.
It's the last one.
It's the last one. Now I'm going to complete it, all right? My next group is so nasty.
Oh,
all right. My next group right here. We talking about Kings of Bachata. Oh. I'm talking about Ivan Duda, motherfucker.
Wow.
Okay.
I was not expecting that at
y'all
all.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't fucking. Y'all picking shit off the fucking list that's online, bro. We don't do that shit.
Wow.
Come on, some of y'all hear me? Unorthodox. Fingers live. Bow, nigga. Wow, wow. My gun going. Huh? Come on, we out here, son. You hear this?
I want that as a sound.
All
clip.
The females are watering right now from the eyes and from the. It's a kid's show. I've been swearing too much. She's wet. Shut it off. Concert over. What the fuck are you going to pick?
To round out his list.
Round out. What are you going to pick?
He picks Ivan.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Aventura.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Is that what you're going to do right there?
So, I'm going to say this. We are drafting the best bands. So, I'm going to go with Guns N' Roses, and I'm just going to walk off the set here because... There's a good fucking chance I won this.
What?
I don't think. Yo, put this shit
on. You guys are out of your minds. You guys are out of your minds. You guys are out of your minds. You don't think best bands of all time.
You only have a half a black guy in your whole thing.
Of all time. You have Make America
don't
Great
make
Again.
Weird.
He has a Make America Great Again list.
The thing is, if depends who you ask. Yeah. If, I mean,
we'll let the people vote.
$100 in this pot. And we'll put the poll out. Whoever wins, get the fucking pot. That's $300. That's $200 extra in your pocket. Who's ready to do this?
I'd be down. There's no doubt in my mind. Best bands of all time, I fucking won.
Okay.
Absolutely, without a doubt. Absolutely. There's zero doubt in my mind. I just won.
I still have a pick.
Yeah.
I'm in between two right now. And again, it depends who you ask. You know what I mean? That's the hard part about this shit.
Yeah, the people that know. No, I just.
But I'm gonna go with Mike. I'm gonna go with who I'm more of a fan of. And I'm just do with who I'm more of a fan of. Give me Led Zeppelin.
Good pick.
Oh, I like this.
La, la, la. La, la.
If I
yeah, give me Zeppelin.
Snacks, do a quick recap of the teams.
The final teams are...
I just want to remind you guys are followed by a lot of black people and urban Latino motherfuckers. They're not going to know what none of that shit is. If you put a poll on your page, my shit's going to win.
I have Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Just
and
I've been doing it alone. I've been doing this on there. It's my pick right there. That's what I like.
Yo, you did that really well.
That was pretty good.
That was really good.
You convinced me on that one.
Suck my balls, guys.
Your finger's very...
Ski!
Yo, listen. I hate this shit in the beginning, but yo,
this song goes crazy. Yeah.
Ski!
Yo, you better go crazy on the lyrics, dude.
No, I'm not like this.
Fingers' team is the Jackson 5, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Nirvana, Prince and the Revolution.
No, go slow. Go slow, bro. Relax. Hit the fucking bomb real quick. Hit the bomb. Fucking haters.
Well, no, because this is for the Instagram when we drop the reel.
But go slow. Go be dramatic. Okay. My pick.
Fingers' team, the Jackson 5. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Nirvana, Prince and the Revolution, and Aventura.
Ooh.
Cammy V's team, The Beatles, AC/DC, The Rolling Stones, Blink 182, Guns N' Roses. I see what you mean.
What the fuck am I missing?
Yeah,
I
see what you mean.
If you could send Sons of Anarchy playlist, you got it right there, buddy. You got it right there, buddy. It's straight out of Charmin right there, buddy. hopping right on my bike. Right
we
there,
drafted
buddy.
The best bands of all time. Cool. I had all five.
Cool. All my niggas is iconic. Bitches.
Snacks' team. For Snacks' team, we have Queen, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Metallica, the Isley Brothers, and Led Zeppelin. I like my team. No comment on my team?
Straight. I'm pretty much right.
Guys, what are we talking about here?
All right, cool.
I think it's a clear runaway.
If we had a concert, which concert would be the best?
What are we drafting?
It don't matter. Now I'm asking that. Which concert would be the best? I'm talking about iconic.
We're drafting the
that's
best.
Cool.
I don't think your concert would be
prompt?
That lit, though.
What's the prompt?
Excuse me? Excuse me?
What was the prompt?
I'm going to be honest.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
I'm not skipping AC/DC to watch 5-year-old Michael. I'm not.
Are you out of your not. Fucking mind?
To watch him singing, dancing, I'm not skipping AC/DC, bro.
Oh, you act like Michael Jackson only sang at 5 years old. Like, he didn't have platinum albums at fucking 18.
I'm not saying he
fucking,
wasn't good.
At fucking 22. Saying, at fucking, I'm talking about older fucking Jackson 5. What the fuck we talking?
I'm not
saying.
Dancing Machine? Can we get out of my, yo, get out.
I would rather watch Back in Black than Dancing Machine. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And that's your headliner, so that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying, obviously, I love the Jackson 5.
Man, it's fine.
I had the acapella to I'll Be There on my Serato. I love the Jackson 5.
It's cool.
I'm just saying, if you want to make it a festival.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Want to make it a festival. Like, Queen and Earth, Wind and Fire headlining a festival sounds pretty fucking awesome.
Okay.
Honorable mention to Fleetwood Mac. Definitely was almost one I picked.
U2 was almost one I picked. Pink Floyd. No one picked Pink Floyd. Right?
Yeah, I'm not a big
the
Pink
Who.
Floyd guy.
The Who.
Yep.
I mean, I was going to throw in a Backstreet Boys just to get something more contemporary in, but I was like, I can't do it. I couldn't get myself to do it. But I don't think it would have necessarily been a bad pick. It would have been like your like Dua Lipa pick.
I mean, if you guys were only going off accolades, they probably topped like three of your bands that you guys have on your shit.
The Beatles? Who
Backstreet Boys.
Top the
but
Beatles?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I almost did a more contemporary.
I didn't say a name. I said they probably top two of your bands you have on your list.
Well, you said three. Now we're backtracking. That's crazy.
No. I know exactly. That's why I almost picked them. Just being like, yo, like if you really do your research, like you would know.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That's what I'm saying.
Almost did a Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Shout out the Ramones. The Cranberries. Oh my God. If we want to talk about influence, shout out the Sex Pistols. Shout out Noah. I know he's listening. The Police would have been a good one.
Yeah, Sting.
Yeah, like you just like, man. I mean, all these big iconic bands are these white bands, bro. Red Hot Chili Peppers, we didn't even talk about.
Oh, damn.
Green Day almost did.
Green Day would have been a good one.
And then if we think about like contemporary bands, I mean, that's the thing. Are any like really like last band of the last 20 years like really, really doing it like that?
No. Rock and roll kind of went.
But I think bands doesn't just mean rock.
But Blink 182 is still performing. They might
bands,
be the only one. That's
there's
like
bands
well,
just
Red Hot Chili Peppers, but they're not producing too much.
Right? Yeah.
But they're touring.
Blink 182 still making music, still touring. I mean, my list is
bring back the bands,
as
man. Bring back
gets.
The bands mainstream, man.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. Another draft, another episode in the books. Let us know what you think about who won, because this one, I mean, it's more of a toss up than it usually is. I feel like. I don't know. Cammy thinks he ran away. Let us know. I'm sure we'll see in the comments.
His accolades. I sold 3 million records in the world. These guys right here.
Thank you so much for listening, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace out.
There's no way I lost that one.